I can't speak for why the networks have not covered this. This is really the very first, down on Wall Street, in the financial district, the very first attempt since the crash of 08 to take a real stand. And it's been powerful. And I gotta believe that even though it may only number in the hundreds right now, this is going to grow, not only on Wall Street, but in communities all over America. And I would encourage people watching this show to think about, okay, you can't make it to New York City, but there's a branch of Chase Bank in your town. There's a branch of Bank of America. And there's nothing preventing you from organizing a demonstration outside that branch with signs, with possibly even civil disobedience to make your voices heard. They think they're going to get away with this. These people who stole the pension funds of the American public, who stole their money, who stole the future of our kids and grandkids, they think they're kleptomaniacs, and they think they're going to get away with it. They have taken our democracy and formed it into a kleptocracy. And if we don't stand up, if we don't have our voices heard, believe me, they're not done yet. There's a reason why corporate America, and I think you've pointed this out before, they're holding $2 trillion of cash in their bank accounts. They've never done this before. Never held on to that much. They've taken that money out of circulation, and they're waiting. They know the other shoe's going to drop. And as Mayor Bloomberg said last week, he said there's going to be riots in the street. If we don't provide jobs right away, there are going to be riots. This is Mayor Bloomberg, the billionaire, talking. All right, this isn't Michael Moore saying this. This is Mayor Bloomberg saying this. They know, and the smart rich know, they can only build the gates so high. And sooner or later, history proves that people, when they've had enough, aren't going to take it anymore. And it's much better to deal with it nonviolently now, through the political system, than what could possibly happen in the future, which nobody wants to see.
The premise of